Welcome to the United Way of Southwest Michigan's 26 at 6 on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. This is the show that brings you 26 different stories around Southwest Michigan in 26 weeks, every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Want to know more about the work of the United Way? Visit uwsm.org.
Welcome to United Way of Southwest Michigan's 26 at 6. And I'm your host, Anna Murphy, president of United Way of Southwest Michigan. And I know I sound kind of funny, but it is me. I've just got that stuff that I think everyone's got going into the holidays because we're a little tired. We're, you know, the weather's changing. And so it is me. Once in a while, it gets really high-pitched, then really low. But tonight, I am so excited. We are talking about Giving Tuesday, and I think a lot of people have probably seen that on Facebook. It's all day. And we're going to talk about Dolly Parton's Imagination Library. And to help me talk about that, I've got two guests in this first segment. Jennifer Tomshack and Amanda Drew are with United Way. Jennifer's going to talk about what Giving Tuesday is, and then we're going to talk with Amanda about what Dolly Parton's Imagination Library is. Welcome.
Hello.
How are you?
Great.
Jennifer, what's your role at United Way?
I'm the marketing manager. So this decision to do Dolly Parton's Imagination Library on Giving Tuesday was kind of a marketing idea. So we just thought this would be a really simple, easy to understand thing for people to do because everyone's really busy. And we wanted to, just make it as painless as possible.
So let's get right into it. Sure. Let's talk about it. Sure. What is Giving Tuesday?
So Giving Tuesday is the biggest giving movement in the world, but it's not that old. It started in 2012. It was actually started by the United Nations as an international day of charitable giving. And I think the very first organization did it was some kind of youth group in New York City. Hmm. So it started out very, very small, but it took off incredibly quickly. It's only a few years old. And now there are 150 countries that participate in Giving Tuesday. And last year, people gave $400 million on this day.
Wow.
Yeah, it's December. So this year, it's December 3rd. It's always the Tuesday after Thanksgiving. So it's after Black Friday and Small Business Saturday and Cyber Monday. And the intention was to just kind of give people an opportunity to slow down, hit the reset button, think about what the holidays are all about, and create an intentional day to do your end of year giving.
So we decided to slow down a little bit mm-hmm. and participate as well.
Yes.
And we have at United Way a fabulous program mm-hmm. called Dolly Parton's Imagination Library.
Yes.
We're going to learn more about what that is and mm-hmm. how you can give to that. But how is United Way participating in Giving Tuesday this year?
Sure. So all people have to do is go to our website at uwsm.org. Right there, all over the homepage, you can click right through and you can help a child to receive either 1 year of books for $25, 3 years of books for $75, or a full program, which is potentially 5 years of books for $125. And this helps children from birth until the age of five in Berrien, Cass, and Van Buren counties. So people can pick their sponsorship level and take it from there.
So we've got, United Way does a ton of things. Why'd we choose this one for Giving Tuesday?
Well, for a variety of reasons. From my point of view as the marketing manager, because it's simple and easy. But there's also a tremendous need, which I know Amanda can talk a little bit more about than me.
So let's turn to Amanda and talk about what the program is. So, Amanda, you're with United Way.
I am.
And what is your role at United Way?
I am Director of Impact Strategies.
And how long have you been there?
Sorry. I just celebrated my 9-year anniversary on November 1st.
Well, congratulations. And so let's learn a little bit more about Dolly Parton's Imagination Library. What is it?
Sure. So Dolly Parton's Imagination Library is a program that Dolly Parton started in 1995 in her home county in East Tennessee. So it was inspired by her father's inability to read and write, and it was her vision to foster a love of reading among her county's preschool children and their families by providing them with the gift of a book each month. And today her program spans 4 countries and mails over 1 million free books each month to children around the world.
And we're going to learn a little bit more about it. But if you're just tuning in, you're listening to United Way of Southwest Michigan's 26 at 6. And we are talking about Giving Tuesday and Dolly Parton's Imagination Library. If you want to give to Dolly Parton's Imagination Library, you can go to uwsm.org. So, Amanda, talk a little bit about what United Way does with the program.
So we support the Dolly Parton's Imagination Library financially and administratively in Barry and Cass and now Van Buren County. That's new that we just started. We help provide a book delivered to the child's home for any child birth to age 5 who lives in one of those 3 counties.
And can any child enroll in this program?
Yep. Any child who is living in Barry and Cass or Van Buren County under the age of 5 can enroll in the program. We encourage families to register children as soon as they are born so they can have an entire library of books by the time they enter kindergarten.
And what's the first book that they get?
The Little Engine That Could. Every child receives that book because that was Dolly Parton's
favorite book. And we're going to hear a little bit more about that one a little bit later. So why is this program important for kids?
Literacy is an essential skill needed not only for kindergarten, but for life. Simply having access to books can help increase a child's literacy, and having family members who read to their children starting at a very young age can help increase it even more. Third grade literacy is a determining factor in a child's success in life, and increasing a child's love for literacy at a young age can only help.
So Jennifer mentioned if you wanted to sponsor a child for a year, it's 25. For 3 years, it's 75. For 5 years, and that is 125, and that's from birth until they graduate out of the program at kindergarten?
Their 5th birthday, so that's usually about kindergarten age.
So is that what it costs to provide this program?
Sure. So the program's free for the children enrolled in the program, but it still costs United Way a significant amount of money to keep the program going. So it's a child is $25 per year, or like you mentioned, $125 for the entire length of the program. But we have over 6,700 children enrolled currently. So as you can imagine, that's a significant amount of funding.
So 6,700 children enrolled in the program. And how long have we been doing this program?
So this year is our 10-year anniversary. So for 10 years, children have been receiving books in our service area every month in their homes.
Well, and over the 10 years, I think we've gained quite a few fans of the program, and we have a number of sponsors. Mm-hmm. So why don't you give a shout out to some of those sponsors?
Sure. So that would be the McLaughlin Family Foundation, Lyons Industries, the Wood Foundation, Michigan Gateway Community Foundation, the DeGroote Family Foundation, St. Joseph Benton Harbor Rotary Club Foundation, the Frederick S. Upton Foundation, the Polk Hagen Fund, and recently the Paw Paw Area Rotary Club, and a former Hartford resident, Leslie Ward.
Wow, and that's exciting. I remember when we first started this program, my father passed away, and he was a librarian who instilled the love of reading into all of us in the family. And in memorial for him, we took in donations for DPIL. And so in honor of him and in honor of the 10-year celebration, I would like to put out a challenge match out there for anybody that wants to give. I will match up to $250 for giving to DPIL.
That's fantastic.
So that would be either 10 families for a year or 10 children for a year, mm-hmm. or a combination of mm-hmm. of thereof. So I challenge people to take a moment and think about the importance of reading to your children and why that's an important aspect of a child's life. And know that I will help contribute to that as well. So I think that Amanda, Jennifer, thank you. Thanks for talking
thank
about
you.
Giving Tuesday, and thanks for talking about the program. I want to thank our first guest. When we return, we'll continue our conversation with Sue Danielson of Paw Paw Area Rotary Club.
Welcome back to the 26 at 6 United Way of Southwest Michigan show that brings you 26 stories in 26 weeks. Now, here's your host, President of the United Way of Southwest Michigan, Anna Murphy.
Welcome back to the show. I'm joined this evening with Sue Danielson of Pawpaw Area Rotary Club, who's here to continue our discussion on Giving Tuesday and Dolly Parton's Imagination Library. Welcome to the show, Sue. How are you? It's nice to have you here. It's nice to see you again.
Nice to be here.
So, first of all, let's talk about you a little bit. What is your background? I think you were a teacher.
Yes. I taught fourth graders in Hartford for 37 years.
37.
And then I retired. And what does one do?
Imagine you work.
My surprise when I saw people in Meijer at 10 in the morning. And so I just got really involved volunteering quickly. And then my neighbor said, you need to come to the Rotary Club. He was a founding member of the club and very proud. And when I got there, it was a real good fit. Papa, the Rotary is a service organization. We say service above self, and we're eradicating polio worldwide and done many worthwhile projects in Papa. So I enjoyed it. And 8 years later, I was president.
Oh, I was going to say, how long have you been in it? 8 years.
No, I've been in it
longer than that.
Longer than that,
okay.
10.
So you have done the presidency role and all of that?
I was president, and now I'm past president.
Well, very good. So how and when did Dolly Parton's Imagination Library get started in Pawpaw?
Well, as I was president, we were looking for a worthwhile project that we thought would make a significant difference and a lasting difference in our community. I have a passion for literacy, so I was looking for projects that would promote literacy, and I came upon the Dolly Parton Imagination Library. And I was so impressed by the comments I read about from parents and preschool teachers and kindergarten teachers about the impact of the program. So I took the concept to my club, and we showed a wonderful video that talked about research and everything that had been happening. So after seeing that, the club was on board, and we said, we wish we could do more, but we could only start in the Pawpaw area schools, people who were in our school district. And our hope was that it would expand to other communities when they saw how great a program it was. One of our biggest disappointments was when they'd come to the library to sign up, and we said, oops, sorry,
you aren't living
there.
Right. But do you think it was a tough decision for Pawpaw Rotary to make?
We knew it was a great decision. We were afraid of being able to sustain it.
Sure.
Over the years. But no, we knew it was great once we saw the research.
And how long did Pawpaw Rotary have it?
I believe about 2 years.
And do you know how many children were served by it?
257.
Exactly.
End.
257.
Yes.
I like how precise you are on that. And so I ask you, but also, why did the club see that this was so critical for Pawpaw Rotary to deliver this program?
Well, I told you, I read the comments, and they were overwhelmingly positive about the program and its impact on the children, both improving literacy practices in the homes and promoting a whole love of reading, and then kindergarten readiness.
Sure.
And as a former teacher, I knew that once you get language in, it's easy to pull it out
right.
And learn to read. So this was going to really have an impact.
So we are excited to be able to share that it's going to be now growing, and it's going to be growing to Hartford. How did the program get started in Hartford?
I was driving to a retirement party with a fellow retired teacher, and she said, what have you been up to, Sue? And I started telling her about the Dolly Parton Imagination Library, and she said, oh, that's fabulous. And our excitement went on to the party, and we started telling some of the teachers that worked there, and they said, oh, my goodness, that would make such a difference. We want to get this started here. And I said, yes, and what about this and this? We just need somebody to go do it. Let's go. And a woman stood up and said, you know, I'll write a $500 check to seed as seed money to get it started in Hartford. I love Hartford. My heart's in Hartford. Everyone cried. It was wonderful. And so that was Leslie Ward. And she made her donation. And we're hoping that it'll get going.
And we'll talk a little bit more about that. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to United Way's 26 at 6. And I'm here with Sue Danielson. She is from the Pawpaw Area Rodeo Club. We're talking about Dolly Parton's Imagination Library and the opportunity to give or to help a child succeed with their literacy by giving to Dolly Parton's Imagination Library through the UWSM.org website. So, Sue, I know that we talked about Pawpaw and Hartford, and I know that back in July, United Way merged with the Van Buren County United Way. So it's making it's really setting the stage for a really great partnership. So how do you see that this program will expand? Do you think that the partnership that we've got will help it expand to all of Van Buren County?
When I first talked to you, you showed me your told me about your enthusiasm that you had been doing it in Berrien and Cass counties. And I was thrilled with the hope that it might get started in Van Buren County, because that would make our Rotary program, our Rotary Club's vision come true. And we were thrilled. So, yes, yes. And I know the Rotary and other groups in Van Buren County will help support it.
And I kind of misspoke, because we already have expanded to all of Van Buren County.
And I'm thrilled.
And it's really because you got it started in Pawpaw. We got the new donor in Hartford. And I think it will just trickle
from
that.
There. That was our hope.
What would you say were or are some of your favorite moments from the couple years that you had and you worked with it at Pawpaw?
One was when I mastered the database. Oh. I was pretty impressed. I work at the food pantry, and I was at the food pantry one day, and one of the things they need to do is prove their residency by bringing in a piece of mail with their child's address on it. And a lady brought in her Dolly Parton Imagination Library book, and I said, oh, that's great. And I said, do you like that? She goes, we love it. And I said, and have you read the book? She said, and read and read and read the book? Yes. It's fabulous. And I said, and how about the other books you've got? And she said, we read them all every week. It's the best program ever. And that felt, made my heart feel good. We've done a good thing in Pawpaw.
And as a retired teacher, you've seen a lot of, not as a retired teacher, but as a teacher, you've seen a lot of kids need reading and need some of that guidance in that reading is good. Why are you, I know that you were a teacher, but why are you so passionate about this?
As I said, if you can get language in through reading and singing, learning to read is so much easier. And this program makes learning to read easier and builds a passion for reading, a love of reading. And that's what we want in children.
If you had to help a parent convince to sign their child up, because maybe they're hesitant, maybe they don't know about the program, what would you say to them?
I haven't had that experience at all. I mention it and they go, oh, that would be fabulous. How do I sign up? And all I have to do is tell them to Google Dolly Parton Imagination Library and sign their kid up if they live in Van Buren County. And they love it.
So let's talk about kind of next steps for Van Buren County. How do you think we're going to help get this program to grow? How do we keep telling the story about why this program is important?
The teacher, I substitute teach in preschools.
Oh.
I tell them, and they are excited, and they say, how do I sign my kids up? And I tell them how. So through preschools, our Rotary Club had sign-up sheets in pediatricians' offices and libraries and stores.
Because we really want to get those babies.
We want to get the babies
in it so they can be in it for 5 years.
Well, my daughter's a midwife, and so we worked through.
That's awesome.
Bronson social workers, and I gave them a set of sign-up sheets, and she was thrilled. Everyone who hears about it, I mean, it's a self-perpetuating thing.
Sure.
It is a great program. And I need to, forgot to say that there is, they send with it a book sharing guides to go
with
books for the parents.
There's lessons
to
help
them get involve their kids with the stories. And
it's match made in heaven.
Match made in heaven. You're right. I can't say enough about the program.
So I want to thank Sue Danielson for joining us this evening to talk about Dolly Parton's Imagination Library in Van Buren County. And we are talking about Giving Tuesday. And if you want to give to Dolly Parton's Imagination Library, just go to uwsm.org. And it's pretty self-explanatory right there. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the 26 at 6 United Way of Southwest Michigan show that brings you 26 stories in 26 weeks. Now, here's your host, President of the United Way of Southwest Michigan, Anna Murphy.
Welcome back to the show. I am so excited to have in the studio tonight a couple of my favorite people. I have two sisters, Jenna and Riley. Jenna's kind of shy, so she's not going to say much, but she's smiling. And Riley is here, who's going to help us tonight read a book from Dolly Parton Imagination's Library. So, Riley, tell us how old you are.
I am 8 years old. I'm at 9 years old.
And what grade are you in?
I'm in third grade.
And what book are you going to read?
I'm going to read The Little Engine That Could.
Do you remember getting this book as part of Dolly Parton's Imagination Library when you were a little bit littler?
Yes.
That was your very first book, wasn't it?
Yes.
All right, so let's let you get to it. I'm going to turn the microphone over to you. So if you're out there in our audience, listening audience, pull your kids around, pull your grandparents around, pull anybody around, and come listen to Riley read us The Little Engine That Could. Go.
Chug, 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 puff, 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 ding, dong, ding, dong. The little train rumbled over the tracks. She was a happy little train, for she had such a jolly load to carry. Her cars were filled with full of things for boys and girls. There were toy animals like giraffes with long necks, teddy bears with almost no necks at all, and even a baby elephant. When there were dolls, dolls with blue eyes and yellow curls, dolls with brown eyes and brown bubbled heads, and the funniest little toy clown you ever saw. And there were cars full of toy engines, airplanes, tops, jackknives, picture puzzles, books, and every kind of thing boys or girls could want. But that was not all. Some of the cars were filled with all sorts of good things for boys and girls to eat. Big golden oranges, red-cheeked apples, bottles of creamy milk for their breakfast, fresh spinach for their dinners, peppermint drops and lollipops for after-meal treats. The train was carrying all these wonderful things to the good little boys and girls on the other side of the mountain. She huffed along merrily. Then all of a sudden she stopped with a jerk. She simply could not go another inch. She tried and she tried, but her wheels would not turn. What were all those good little boys and girls on the other side of the mountain going to do without the wonderful toys to play with and the good food to eat? "Here comes a shiny new engine," said the funny little clown who jumped out of the train. "Let's ask him to help us." So the dolls and toys cried out together. Please, shiny new engine, won't you please pull our train over the mountain? Our engine has broken down, and the boys and girls on the other side won't have any toys to play with or good feet to eat unless you help us. But the shiny new engine snorted. I pull you? I am a passenger engine. I have just carried a fine big train over the mountain with more cars than you have ever dreamed of. My train had sleeping cars with comfortable berths and a dining car where waiters bring food to hungry people who want to eat, and parlor cars which people sit in soft armchairs and look out of big plate glass windows. I pull the likes of you? Indeed not. And off he steamed to the roundhouse, where engines live and when they are not busy. How sad the little train and all the dolls and toys felt. Then the little clown called out, "The passenger engine is not the only one in the world. Here's another engine coming, a great big strong one. Let's ask him to help us." The toy clown waved his flag, and the big strong engine came to a stop. "Please, oh please, big engine," cried the dolls and toys together, "won't you please pull our train over the mountain? Our engine has broken down, and the good little boys and girls on the other side won't have any toys to play with or good food to eat unless you help us." But the big, strong engine bellowed, "I'm a freight engine. I have just pulled a big train loaded with big machines over the mountain. These machines print books and newspapers for grown-ups to read. I am a very important engine indeed. I won't pull the likes of you." And the freight engine puffed off indignantly to the roundhouse.
So, if you're just tuning in, we're listening to Riley read us the story of the little engine that could. Let's continue on.
The little train and all the dolls and toys were very sad. "Cheer up," said the little toy clown. "The freight engine is not the only one in the world. Here comes another. He looks very old and tired, but our train is so little, perhaps he can help us." So the little toy clown waved his flag, and the dingy, rusty old engine stopped. "Please, kind engine," cried all the dolls and toys together, "won't you please pull our train over the mountain? Our engine has broken down, and the boys and girls on the other side won't have any toys to play with or good food to eat unless you help us." But the rusty old engine sighed. "I am so tired, I must rest my weary wheels. I cannot pull even so a little train as yours over the mountain. I cannot, I cannot, I cannot." And off he rumbled to the roundhouse, chugging, "I cannot, I cannot, I cannot." Then indeed the little train was very, very sad, and the dolls and toys started to cry. But the little clown called out, "Here's another engine coming, a little blue engine, a very little one. Maybe she will help us." The very little engine came chugging merrily along. When she saw the toy clown's flag, she stopped quickly. "What is the matter, my friends?" she asked kindly. "Oh, little blue engine," cried the dolls and toys. "Will you pull us over the mountain? Our engine has broken down, and the good boys and girls on the other side won't have any toys to play with or good food to eat unless you help us. Please, please help us, little blue engine." "I'm not very big," said the little blue engine. "They use me only for switching trains in the yard. I have never been over the mountain." "But we must get over the mountain before the children awake," said all the dolls and toys. The very little engine looked up and saw the tears in the doll's eyes, and she thought of the good little boys and girls on the other side of the mountain who would not have any toys or good food unless she helped. Then she said, "I think I can, I think I can, I think I can," and she hitched herself to the little train. She tugged and pulled and tugged, and slowly, slowly, they started off. The toy clown jumped aboard, and all the dolls and the toy animals began to smile and cheer. Puff, puff, chug, chug, went the little blue engine. "I think I can, I 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 think I can." Up, up, faster and faster and faster and faster, the little engine climbed, until at last they reached the top of the mountain. Down in the valley lay the city. "Hooray, hooray," cried the little funny clown and all the dolls and toys. "The good little boys and girls in the city will be happy because you helped us, kind little blue engine." And the little blue engine smiled and seemed to say as she puffed steadily down the mountain. I thought I could, 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 I thought I could.
The end, right? That was awesome. Thank you so much. Let's give a round of applause. That is awesome. Wow. So you are definitely a graduate of the Dolly Parton's Imagination Library. You read that with such grace. Thank you for that, Riley. So let's ask Dad real quick, because he's in the studio as well, isn't he?
Yes.
So, Dad, what do you think? How did you think that went?
I think Riley did a great job. Of course, as her dad, I'm proud of her.
Of course you are.
But under pressure, you just relaxed and read so well. So, yes, well done, Riley.
So, Dad, I don't know why I'm calling you Dad. You're not my dad. Doug. Mm-hmm. So why do you think it's important for kids to learn how to read? You've got two girls that I know read very well. And I know that you have instilled that in your kids. Why is that important? And you're an educator as well.
Yeah, it's so important. And Jenna didn't get the chance to read. She's very shy, but she would have read just as well.
You want to say hi? Just say hi. Hi.
Hi.
Right.
Thank you. Jenna would have read just as well. And so we're proud of her reading ability too. But, you know, it's so important. But not only is it important for the children to read at a young age, but it's just as important for them to be read to even before they learn to read. And their mommy read to them before they were even born. And it starts way back then. And then, of course, when they were babies, we read to them every day. And they were blessed with grandparents and aunts and uncles and cousins who read to them. And
really good neighbors that read to them.
And really good neighbors that happened to work for United Way that read to them as well. And so that created a culture. And so that's why it's so important and why they're such good readers.
So one last question, Riley. What do you want to be when you grow up? Oh, that's a silence. You want to be a doctor? You want to be a scientist? Not sure?
I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, we'll check back with you. We'll have you on the show again. So, well, I want to thank Riley for reading us The Little Engine That Could. It's the very first book of the Dolly Parton Imagination Library. And if you want to give for the Dolly Parton Imagination Library, just go to uwsm.org. It's Giving Tuesday. Stay tuned.
Welcome back to the 26 at 6 United Way of Southwest Michigan show that brings you 26 stories in 26 weeks. Now, here's your host, President of the United Way of Southwest Michigan, Anna Murphy.
Welcome back to 26 at 6. I'm here with Doug Schaefer from Lake Michigan College. Doug was on the last segment with his daughter, Riley, who read The Little Engine That Could, and she did that with such grace and awesomeness. So, Doug, welcome.
Thank you, and it's great to be here.
So, introduce yourself. Who are you, and where did you come from?
As you said, Doug Schaefer. I currently work at Lake Michigan College, and I've worked there for a long time. And really honored to be a part of the United Way family as a member of the campaign committee this year, as well as serving on the board while I'm in this role with this year's campaign.
You're a little bit more than just serving on the campaign cabinet. You are the chair of the 2019 community campaign. So, Doug, I've known you a really long time. You're very humble, but you are leading the effort this year, so thank you for that.
Well, you're welcome, and again, it's an honor to be in that role and work side by side with your great staff and then all the other community volunteers who help us out.
So how did you get involved with United Way? Do you remember your first experience?
I do, very vividly, and it began when I was working at the Boys and Girls Club of Benton Harbor.
Yeah.
And we were struggling financially, And we were at risk of not being able to move forward. And thanks to United Way and some very generous individuals and local businesses, we were able to keep those doors open and then get back on our feet. And now it's a thriving organization that serves hundreds of kids a day with brand new facilities. And so that experience with United Way really set the stage for me to be a loyal supporter of the organization.
What do you think the value of United Way is to our community? Why is it important?
I believe it's important because it provides a direct link to local nonprofits that do such great work in our community. And it is a one-stop shop for people to, number one, know that their dollars are going to a credible organization that is doing what they say they are doing and serving others and supporting the community. And it is a way to expand the scope of how you can support the community and because of the far outreach that the United Way has.
You know, we've been talking the whole evening around Dolly Parton's Imagination Library. It's 10 years old. And when we set out to do this program, we made a commitment. At that time, it was all of Berrien and Cass. We've now added Van Buren. It's not a cheap program. It is free to the child or the family, but it is still an expense to United Way. And we help keep it sustainable. So why would supporting Dolly Parton's Imagination Library also be important?
Supporting Dolly Parton's Imagination Library is just continued value added to what United Way already does. And it's unique because it is a program specific to United Way. And so that is a way for United Way to even make an even greater impact on the community. And I think giving directly to the Dolly Parton Imagination Library is a way to fill a gap in a need that we have not only here locally, but across the country. Literacy, especially in at-risk populations, is one of the most important things we can do.
Well, and we are talking about the program, Dolly Parton Imagination Library. It's Giving Tuesday. We've opened up the opportunity to give to the program. If you go to uwsm.org, I've also, earlier in the show, I committed a $250 match to help raise more dollars for it. And I know we've had a couple other anonymous donations thus far. We had Riley Reading, so you know that the program works. So at this point, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to United Way's 26 at 6, and I am talking with Doug from Lake Michigan College, who happens to be our campaign chair this year. And we're talking about Dolly Parton Imagination Library and Giving Tuesday.
Anna, I'm really sorry.
We're live.
I know. I'm really sorry to do this. I do not mean to interrupt. I apologize, Doug.
Who let you in?
I was on the first segment, listeners. I was in the lobby about to leave, and a gentleman came in. He was listening on to the show.
And you just let anybody in the radio station at that point?
Well, I was walking out.
Anybody with a mullet or what?
And he was listening to the show, realized it was Giving Tuesday.
Yeah.
He was driving by, decided to stop in, and he actually wants to crash the show. So this will be a first-time crasher.
Wow.
For your radio show.
Wow.
Should I call him in?
Yeah, call him in.
Okay, here he is.
I'll go ad lib here.
Okay.
I'll do my best. Wow, welcome.
Thank you, Anna, for letting me... Anna, for letting me come in here. I'm Alex from Alex's Veggies.
Yay!
Christmas Tree Lot. And since it's Giving Tuesday, what I would like to do is give away a tree.
Wow. How are we going to do that?
Well, it's whoever you guys at United Way think would work.
Because we're giving, we're doing some work with foster families through DHHS. We've got quite a few families that we've adopted. So we can just do that.
And that is what I've been hearing. So after listening to you guys on the radio, yeah, that's what I'd love to do.
Well, I know you have beautiful trees.
Thank you. Thank
you. Fraser firs and...
And some Scotch pines.
Yes, because I was just out at your farm and I got one.
Yes.
So what else are you doing? Because I know you do awesome things in the community. What else are you doing?
So what I am doing and 10 other local businesses are doing this Christmas season is to brighten some people's Christmases this holiday season. So we are calling this the Christmas Tree Project, Lighting Up the Community.
Cool.
So it's me, Alex's Veggies, Arcadia Gardens, okay. Rhoda Pizza, The Early Bird Eatery, Full Circle Cafe.
Awesome.
M&W Tire, Molino Tortillo, Mr. Euros, Red Coach Donuts, The Turquoise Top Hat, and Watermark Brewing Company.
I don't know, but you just made me really hungry or thirsty. So when are we going?
So all of us have came together, and we are going to each donate a tree to anybody that wants to contact us on Facebook through Messenger or Alex's Veggies 97@gmail.com. You can email us, too, then.
Wow.
So, yeah, it just, you know, there's so many other ways you can donate, and I just thought this was a different way. So families can buy their kids presents and don't have to worry about getting a tree. Then this way, we as a group are gonna donate trees to families.
Awesome. So, Jennifer?
Yeah, Anna,
for crashing.
So you weren't here, actually. The one time I hosted your show
was when Alex was on before.
Alex was on before.
That's
yes,
right.
It was about going green.
That's
right. And the segment that I talked to Alex about was the importance of supporting local businesses.
That's right.
And so that's cool that you just rattled off a bunch of really fantastic local businesses. Yep. We talked about how when you support local businesses, you're helping not just those businesses themselves, but you're helping the environment. And you're really helping the community. So it's just a big circle.
Right. And I mean, it's just great that the community always comes together and everybody was like, what else can I do? Yeah. So, and that was always great. And just real quick, on top of that, Turquoise Top Hat also put together ornament boxes
for each
tree that is going to be donated. So it's really cool. Awesome. And I'm excited about this.
So I have a question for you, Alex. Since this is you just dropped in, I can ask any question I want, right?
Any question. Okay.
So why is this so important to you? Why do you feel that this is important to give?
So this is my third year of doing this, but I haven't reached out. I at the end of the season, I've always had some leftover trees. You know, you don't always sell everything. And I just thought, you know, why let these trees go to waste? Why not find people that
could use them?
So this year I wanted to go a little to think a little ahead of time, and because I've had great responses in the past, and just to see everybody's faces light up, the kids' faces light up, has always been great. I love doing it.
But why personally do you want to be a part of giving back?
Because that's all I know how to do. I love giving back to this community. I mean, if there's anything I can do, I just love doing that.
You just brought a tear to my eye.
One of my favorite things to do, besides farming, is being a part of this community and seeing it grow. So
wow,
yep.
You did.
Yep.
You just okay.
So, yeah.
I got a little okay.
Good Christmas moment.
Well, this was awesome.
Thank you for letting me crash.
Yeah, anytime. So we are gonna wrap up our Giving Tuesday show. And don't forget, if you want to give to Dolly Parton's Imagination Library, go to uwsm.org, go through the clicks there. It'll take you right to where you need to give. Don't forget, I'm donating $250 so you can match it. Thanks again to all of my guests who were scheduled and not scheduled. So if you want to go and listen to other podcasts with WSJM, visit uwsm.org. United Way fights for the health, education, and financial stability of every person in Southwest Michigan. I'm Anna Murphy. Thanks for joining the fight.
And thank you for listening. Join us Tuesday night for the United Way of Southwest Michigan's 26 at 6 on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.